Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Practice Spoken English with Emily. 欢迎收听和 Emily 一起练口语。我是 Emily。今天的主题是如何请求对方原谅。请原谅我可以说 I beg your pardon. 或者是 Pardon me, please. Excuse me, please. Please forgive me.Forgive 表示原谅，原谅某人就是 forgive somebody。原谅某人做了某事 ，forgive somebody for doing something。比如说，请原谅我忘记了你的名字。Please forgive me for forgetting your name。请原谅我没能遵守诺言。Please forgive me for breaking the promise。看在我的面子上就原谅他吧。Please forgive him for my sake. For one's sake 表示看在某人的份上。请接受我的道歉。Please accept my apologies. 你能原谅我吗？ Can you forgive me? 饶了我吧。Give me a break. 我们来听几个小对话。Dialogue 1. 对不起，我不是故意踩你的脚的。
Excuse me, I didn't mean to step on your foot.
没关系，你踩得很轻。
No problem, you're pretty light. Dialogue 2.
你能原谅我吗?
Can you forgive me?
我不知道,那得花点时间。
I don't know. It's going to take some time. Dialogue 3.
饶了我吧,我不是故意那么做的。
Give me a break. It's not like...I did it on purpose.
不行，你总是这么说，然后你还会再做。
No, that's what you always say. Then you just go ahead and do it again.
Dialogue 4. 请原谅我儿子没能完成作业，他病得挺严重的。
Please forgive my son for not finishing his homework. He's been very sick.
没关系，让他在下周前交上就可以了。
That's okay. Just have him turn it in by next week. Excuse me, I didn't mean to step on your foot. No problem.You're pretty light. Can you forgive me? I don't know. It's going to take some time. Give me a break. It's not like I did it on purpose. No, that's what you always say. Then you just go ahead and do it again. Please forgive my son for not finishing his homework. He's been very sick.That's okay. Just have him turn it in by next week.
Okay, that's pretty much for today. 想要参与本期节目的跟读版本以及语音打分，欢迎您关注微信公众号“英语主播 Emily”。在公众号里回复“节目”两个字即可加入。I'm Emily. I'll see you next time. Bye bye.